open mics are well worth the trip. He hosts them with Betsy Mandrioli. And again, at Twice Told Tales open mic a week from today, or at the PCA open mic, normally the second and fourth Sundays of the month. And this is Dan Margarita, and he's a songwriter, and he's done a mini set here. He'll be featuring here as well, and I know you'll enjoy him. He also has some CDs on the table. Welcome, Dan Margarita.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ellen and Jake. And by the way, you can feel free to have a CD for the low, low price of free. So that's my price. It's tough economy, so help yourself. This song, do want to get a little sound check, don't we? There we go. This song, I actually have a video out on YouTube for this song. It's also on the CD. It's about drinking. More specifically, it's about the consequences of drinking. Hence the title of the song, which is called Stitches and Nudity. Yes. I was in high school when I picked up my first drink. That's what the cool kids seem to do. I saw them laughing, boys and girls were making out. And then I got to watch them spew. Moved on to college as a freshman, drank some more. That was a standard frat house pledge. I drank a 12-pack and ran naked down the street. And then cut down the dean's new hedge. Stitches and nudity are nothing new to me. That's just a consequence of way too much to drink. I needed friends, instead I found myself a bartender. I guess I should have found a shrink. I went out with the boys one night to have a beer. We bought a round and didn't stop. 5 hours later, it seemed like a good idea to tip a cow and moon a cop. When I woke up, I shared a blanket with a stranger. He had bad breath and was a jerk. Had just one phone call, guess I should have called a lawyer. Instead, I called in sick to work. Stitches and nudity are nothing new to me. That's just a consequence of way too much to drink. I needed friends, instead I found myself a bartender. I guess I should have found a shrink. I'll watch a ball game with my buddies in a ballroom. Tons of commercials selling beer. Some average looking guy will open up a cold one, and gorgeous women will appear. One evening in a bar, I met a supermodel. We really made each other swoon. When I woke up, she was no longer Cindy Crawford, but the creature from the Black Lagoon. And in all fairness, I'm no Abercrombie model. I saw the letdown in her eyes. She went home with a male model contest winner and woke up with the cheap door prize. Stitches and nudity are nothing new to me. That's just a consequence of way too much to drink. I needed friends, instead I found myself a bartender. I guess I should have found a shrink. One night I caught a big guy checking out my girlfriend. I'd had a few and felt real strong. I called him out because I thought that I could take him. 28 stitches proved me wrong. Then at a Christmas party I got pretty wasted and said things that were pretty crass. I told my boss that I could do his job much better and that he ought to kiss my ass. called him up the next day to say I was sorry. That's what I felt I had to do. That didn't help me all that much on Monday morning when it was time for my review. Stitches and nudity are nothing new to me. Been to the ER and I hope I don't go back. I think of all the stupid things I've done and said to people. Thank God I never have smoked crack. Stitches and nudity, stitches and nudity, stitches and nudity. Thank you.
How about one more hand for Dan Margarita?